Hi, my name is Aiden.
My name is Evan.
And my name is Kira. This is Golf Radio. We thank you a lot for tuning in today. We appreciate it. We got some pretty good music coming up for you.
And we're going to be having a guest on at around 2:20.
Pretty good.
Good friend of ours.
Yeah, good friend of ours. It has something to do with food. We can't give it away fully, but that's your preview. Up first, we have a song by No Worries, which is the collab band with Anderson .Paak and somebody else. I'm not really sure who they are, but they're pretty good. This is Battlefield.
That was Battlefield by No Worries. Next up, we have Esta and Leon Thomas with Dangerous Game. Leon Thomas dropped the album Mutt that came out last year. Really, really good. They got some standout tracks, got some features. Ty Dolla $ign, Freddie Gibbs. Yeah.
Can you name one of the tracks?
I forgot.
It's okay. We don't need to do that. My cousin saw that live. Mm-hmm. Anyways, this is CJSF Radio from the SFU Burnaby Mountain Campus. This is Esta.
Game by Esther featuring Leon Thomas. And next up is Beetlejuice by Mariah the Scientist. I would like to acknowledge that we are gathered today on the traditional
lands of the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish, on whose traditional territories we teach, learn, and live. That was Mariah the Scientist with Beetlejuice. I recently found out about that album, and it's pretty good. Up next, we have Four Leaf Clover by Raven Lane and Steve Lacy. I love Raven Lane. If you've listened to this before, you know that. And I also love Steve Lacy, and this is both of them. This is Four Leaf Clover.
The I'm scared to commit to a relationship. Breaking up on in a friendship. I don't wanna pick this up. No. These other girls are distractions. I've been really taking no action. So no need to jump and buzz.
Alright, that was Four Leaf Clover by Raven Linne and Steve Lacy. Next up,
we have Memories by Sean Leon.
Yeah, this is Memories by Sean Leon. Listen up.
That was Memories by Sean Leon. And as promised, right on the dot, 220. That's crazy. We have our special guest. Do you want to reveal who that is?
It is, drum roll.
Hi. Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah is a Vancouver foodie. They know a lot, and I have good conversations about them on food. If you've listened to the show before, you know that food is a reoccurring topic. We're very passionate about that, and so that's why we brought on Sarah. Sarah, you want to say hi?
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Woo! Okay, so we're just going to do a little introduction, and then we'll get into some hypotheticals. So what started your love for food? Like, who or what? When did that start for you?
I think ever since I was small, I always really liked eating. I don't know. I feel like I could always eat more or faster than everybody else. And I think my parents cooking for me definitely kind of grew that love for me. And I remember we would always go out for us like to restaurants and stuff. So I definitely think my family plays a big part in why I really enjoy food. But I don't think that's the only reason.
That's sick. And do you cook at home, or are you more a critiquer? Because I know there's some people that they love food, they're very passionate, but they can't really cook for jack, you know?
That is definitely me. I don't cook. I hate cooking, but I love food. And it's kind of, I don't know if anybody wants recommendations, but with my family, because most of the time we don't have family dinners. We don't have a lot of time to actually make a meal and then make sure it all gets eaten. We end up having a lot of leftovers. So we buy this thing called Fresh Prep, where it's like a subscription and you pay for different meals to come in every week. And it has the exact amount of ingredients you need, so you don't have any leftovers, and you get to eat everything. And you get to choose the servings, like how many servings you want to come with each meal. And it is surprisingly cheap. Like, it is around $25 for a two serving meal, and the two servings feeds all three people of my family. So that is something that I love cooking, because it's very, very easy. I don't have to do much.
That's fair. So because you are a super cool food blogger enthusiast person, we decided that we were gonna have some, I don't know if they're common thoughts, but some odd, out of left field opinions on food. So the first ones we have up, and this is a group discussion. So
sounds good.
So everybody participate. So first up, we have, what is the best bite of food? Is it the first or the last, and why?
First.
I feel like the last. Especially if you have a meal that's you didn't overeat or undereat, it's super satisfying.
I disagree, because I will say, any meal that is I'm not feeling too full, it's not a full meal to me. I need to feel like I'm dying after I eat something.
Oh.
To actually feel like I've been satiated. So I think it's it hurts, but it's good. So that's why I think the first bite of food is probably the best for me.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I think I'm going to agree differently with Sarah. I think that if it's a meal you've been looking forward to, you've been really hungry since lunch, and you don't want to spoil your dinner, so you haven't been eating granola bars or anything, right? You're also 8 in this scenario. I should have clarified that. You're 8 years old, right? And your mom told you she was making, what's a food you guys like when you were 8? Any.
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese for dinner. And I don't know, you come in after playing soccer for 30 minutes. That first bite of macaroni and cheese is gonna feel like heaven, because it's been we've been leading up to this, and I feel like that's That's why it's the best bite of food. Aiden, what do you think it's the best?
I agree with the first bite of food. Like, I let myself get a little bit of hungry first, so I really want the food, right? So then, like, for example, if I'm biting into a Cuban sandwich, right? Like, I really get to, like, savor, like, the mustard in there.
Yeah.
Wait, what do Cuban sandwiches have?
I forgot. Yeah, they're filled with mustard and meat.
Mustard, meat, there was a T at the end of that. Bread. I'm not overly sure. I don't eat a lot of sandwiches.
Yeah, but I feel like when I'm biting into that sandwich, I get to, like, enjoy each flavor for the first time all over again.
No. Does your palate automatically cleanse with each bite? Like,
only the first
over
bite.
Again? Oh, okay. Well, first bite. Okay.
You need, like, a gap.
Yeah, press it between some sour bread. Sourdough?
Sour bread.
Oh, that's... I know we're good.
Sour bread.
Okay. Evan, do you have anything to combat this? What are your thoughts?
I still think the last bite is the best.
Okay,
what
why?
What are your thoughts on the first bite?
Like, the first bite, like, I can understand. Like, you just come home, you're tired. You know, you haven't eaten in, like, a day. You're coming home, like, you just, like, went early, you played some basketball. You come home, you bite into that macaroni and cheese, like... I get that, but, like, once you have that last bite and you're like, I just messed up that entire bowl.
But then
you feel complete.
But I feel like,
aren't you sad?
You're attributing the whole bowl to your happiness, not just the last bite,
which starts at the first bite.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. That's fair. That's fair.
Okay, we got that question out of the way. That's wonderful. This is CJSF Radio. In case you're wondering, welcome. Next up, we have this one. I just be thinking sometimes, and this was a one where it stopped me in the middle of my day, and I was kind of like, what would I do in this scenario? So we have welcoming meal for aliens. So aliens have just come to Earth for the first time, right? And they're in contact with humans. They've never met us before, but they're like, I don't know. They're being so chill, and they ask you to make, like, the finest Earth cuisine. What is gonna be on that menu?
I think I would go first with that, but can I change your creation real quick? So let's say the aliens are hostile, right? Kay. And they require a sacrifice. I definitely nominate my friend over here, Evan.
What?
Cause I feel like he would taste good for the aliens.
Yo. Awesome.
I mean, I can't. What about real food? Besides the humans, what if they're not hostile and they're really chill and just so nice?
I feel like, I don't know, like a good, like, welcoming meal, like low-key garlic bread. I feel like you could like get a long, like, baguette of that, and then like crack it with the aliens, you know, like have
baguette
a
baguette it.
Do you get it? Because I baguette it.
Oh, that was a joke for the audio listener. We're so funny. Continue.
But yeah, I think it's kind of like something, like, give them something that you can have a bonding experience with.
Well, like, what about, like, Lady and the Tramp, where, like, they share that piece of spaghetti? Ooh, would you do that with the garlic bread?
Yeah.
Like the whole baguette?
Yeah. Yeah, I think. Yeah.
Okay, so you do garlic bread. Aiden, Evan, what would you guys do?
I guess you could offer Aiden.
So we are not, I would like to make it so clear, we are not offering up our co-hosts for the aliens' enjoyment in eating. We are offering real people food that people have had before.
I mean, some people consider him a meal.
Like, okay, personally, I think he's a snack, right? But let's say we had friendly aliens.
Yep.
Like, I would do, like, 12-inch Italian herbs and cheese.
Okay.
Turkey and ham.
Okay.
All the vegetables, all the sauces, that's good.
Like every vegetable?
And double toasted. Yeah, every vegetable except for spinach. And double toasted.
What? Why not spinach?
Spinach? That's like, ugh.
It's like a smoothie.
No, it's not. It's,
like the same
it's actually
aliens.
Elite.
I feel like they wouldn't want
it. That's a bad assumption. They don't have to be green. That's just how they have been portrayed in the media.
Stereotyping aliens.
They could be clear. They could be on this earth for all we know. Anyways, what human food meal that people have eaten before would you feed the aliens? Aiden, Evan.
See, I gave my answer Subway. I would give him Subway.
Subway.
I feel like a blueberry pie.
Mm. that's a similar route to what I was going to. But why would you choose blueberry pie?
I don't know. I just like blueberries.